A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 14th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just ended annual ZANU-PF conference.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
As the MDC, we feel vindicated that finally President Mugabe himself has admitted openly that the securocrats, meaning the army, the police and members of the intelligence services, the CIO, are actively involved in politics. It was actually a very revealing confession, if I may call it that, when he publicly admitted that the problem of factionalism that is bedeviling his own party, ZANU-PF.
Tizvatagara tichitaura kubva kare kare pakafomwa bato redu kubva muna 2000 June patakatanga kuti participate muma elections munyika ino yedu yechipikirwa yeZimbabwe. Taigara tichitaura tichikomplaina isu kuti mapurisa, masoja nevashori veCIO vanowanika vachiita zvematongerwo enyika kunyanya-nyanya vakamirira kuti vakatsigira bato reZANU-PF.
Mina ngihlolisise ngafikiriso ngachinja indawo ngiyamangala ukuthi ngibone kukhona yini okuphumayo okuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe laseZimbabwe ekuhlanganeni kwabantu bezane. Angikutholanga, mhlawumbe ikhona kusazovezwa, kodwa angikutholanga ukuthi imisebenzi liyayithenjisiwe eminingi kangaka. I-3 million jobs sesiboneke ukuthi kusetshenziswa i-3 million dollars, kodwa-ke asiboni lutho olukhomba ukuthi kusazoba lobubelu ezwe laseZimbabwe uma kufika ekuqhutshweni komnotho welizwe.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just ended ZANU-PF annual conference.
The so-called Generation 40 faction in ZANU-PF has fired warning shots after Mashonaland and West Province recommended the expulsion and recalling of war veterans leader Chris Mutsangwa of the rival faction allegedly fronted by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Apparently, Mr. Mutsangwa is a war veterans minister.
The recall of Mutsangwa by Mashonaland West Province is despite calls by President Robert Mugabe calling on party members to suspend the expulsion of party members. The ruling party's spokesman, meanwhile, Simon Kayamoyo, told Studio 7 today that the party is still to publish or is still to come out with the resolutions following this very important annual conference. So up to now, no resolutions. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, asikove comfort.
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tiri kuti tinge tichitaura nenyaya yezviri kuitika mubato reZANU-PF. Pane musangano wepagore weconference wakaitwa kuVictoria Falls kutanga nemusi wechishanu uchipera mukupera kwesvondo. Tiri kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vateereri kuti munoona sei zviri kubuda kumusangano iwoyu weZANU-PF. Uye nasi tiri kunzwa kuti kwaudzwa kuvatori venhau kuti pane chisungo chakaitwa nezuro nedunhu remashonaland west chekuti gurukota rinoona nezvavakarwa hondo wa Chris Mutsvangwa vanziwo papo pabuda chisungo kumashi West chekuti va recall ku parliament kana kuti vadzoswe ku parliament kutsvagwe mumiriri mutsva uye kuti vadzingwe mubato vamutsvangwa semazira atinoita semazira amunoitawo imi semazira anoita vakawanda vanonzi nevamwe muzanu PF imomo vari kuchikwata chinotsigira vamunangagwa Gibbs.
Yeyi zvino ndaba ndingalichona njani thina ngapasi phini lesibili okwamagama ye umhlangano weZANU PF omkhulu weconference okwathi khona ngaleke efolosi sizwile ukuthi usuphelile uphela nje umongameli Robert Mugabe becele abalandeli beZANU PF ukuthi bayekele lokhu kuxotshana kubandlaleli sandukuzwa kathesi ukuthi ke kulomnumzana uChris Mutsvangwa yena engumphathi ntambo wabalwela impi yenkululeko ongathiwa yi-war veterans osengani sokumele axotshwe kula ngale Mashonaland West ucethangela ukuthi wathuka ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe lokunye ke okunenginengi sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe libona ngani zani kuyaphumani khonokho emhlanganweni wabo xa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasi nombolo 001 202 619 2077. Ye kulumani sizo zulu.
Mm-hmm. And of course, apart from Mutsvangwa, another Mnangagwa ally, Justice Mayor Wajika Jena, was also arrested yesterday, and according to the Chronicle newspaper, the controversial Gokwe Nembudzia Member of Parliament, Justice Mayor Wajika Jena, was arrested in Victoria Falls on Saturday after the close of the 15th ZANU-PF annual annual National People's Conference on allegations of denigrating the First Lady, Comrade Grace Mugabe. And the paper said that some sources from within ZANU-PF said Wajika Jena was arrested following an altercation with businessman and ZANU-PF member Jimai Mudubwiri from Mashonaland West Province. Mm-hmm. So many things happening, Gibbs.
Certainly.
And I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Mabenge, a political analyst. And he is also, he works with Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, that is in Southern Africa. Mr. Mabenge, good evening.
Good evening, blessings.
Thank you so much for joining us. And how is Joburg today?
There's a little bit of rain. Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of relief. And good evening to other colleagues and your listeners as well.
Thank you so much. And is the rand stabilized now?
it's on the path to recovery.
Yeah. Okay. And no doubt we are not likely to see any new appointment of a new finance minister.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 in 4 days. Do you have Honorable Chuma, our second guest? Honorable Chuma?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. Honorable Chuma is MP for Pelandaba Mpopoma. And Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Honorable Chuma, thank you very much for joining us. And the first question is, tell us a bit, what went on there at the conference? And we're told that you actually endorsed the president again for him to be the sole presidential candidate in 2018. Go ahead, sir.
First and foremost, let it be noted that this was not an elective congress.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a congress at all. It was a conference.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the president still has his mandate to be at the helm of our party and the state until 2018. What happened, we had a very beautiful conference, a conference that was sort of characterized by encouraging messages from our president and the first secretary of ZANU-PF, where he emphasized on the need for people to respect each other, for people to remain united, and for people to love one another. And I think when you listen to that and capture that, that is the sort of proper direction that will take us from this step that we are in right now, the doldrums of our economy, to prosperity, because the economy is not going to be resuscitated as long as we keep on fighting each other. The economy will not take off as long as we don't respect each other. The economy will not function if we don't have love for our country, Zimbabwe, and love for one another as fellow countrymen of this beautiful nation. So the president then definitely set the ball running, the wheels on course to say look, if we are going to achieve everything that we stand for, including the ZIM assets, let us start by uniting, let us start by loving one another, let us start by respecting each other, and then we go forward as a team, as a people, and then we will achieve that, because ZIM asset is all about us, the locals, you and me, the locals. It's not about the outside. The outside will come to complement what we are doing as the great nation of Zimbabwe. So it is very important that people are clear. It is very important that people begin to realize that patriotism is fundamental in this whole game, because the moment you find people criticizing unproductively our systems in Zimbabwe, then we're not going to go anywhere. We want constructive criticism. We want somebody who proffers solutions if ever they see something that is going wrong. And then once we start having that kind of attitude, then we are going to be a better nation tomorrow. Because look, Zimbabwe has got everything running for itself. We just need to consolidate things, put things together, have a bit of paradigm shift here and there, and focus on the main thing that we want to achieve. And the main thing is that we want the economy to start rolling again. And that can only be achieved by what the president alluded to at this year's Victoria Falls conference. So to me, that conference was very fundamental. It was the turning point of us getting out of these doldrums and going into the promised land. It is there. The light is there at the end of the tunnel. You can see it if you are a hopeful person, if you are an optimistic person. But if you are a pessimist, then hey, there's going to be doom. But right now, there's no room for that. We don't want pessimists. We don't want people who want to drag us back. We want people who proffer solutions to say, gentlemen, ladies, if we go that direction, we're going to achieve. Because we want to achieve. This is our country. It's a legacy that we want to leave for our children, for our children's children. And that takes collective effort of everybody coming on board and saying, how do we get Zimbabwe moving once again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just ended ZANU-PF annual conference. Mr. Mabenge, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am there.
Yeah, give us your thoughts on this conference, and do you agree with what Honorable Chuma is saying?
Well, I wouldn't have a solid opinion on what Honorable Chuma has said, because I just got him halfway through, or probably towards the end of what he was saying. But I think it's important for me to... Hello?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, yeah, no. Okay, thank you very much. It's important for me to quickly express two or three views. The first one is that it must be common knowledge that this conference is a conference of a ruling party, which is responsible for everything that is happening in the country, in particular reference to development issues, issues that have to do with people's livelihoods. So when that kind of a conference takes place, there is anticipation that the problems that we face as a nation will be deliberated on, but not only deliberated on, but we expect the ground to shake because of resolutions that point to solutions. Now, for the leadership of that party to meet, and then seemingly the ground that does not shake, there seems to be a problem. The second point that I want to say, which is related to this, is that the environment within which the ZANU-PF conference was held is an environment within which we know that the economy is on a free fall. It is common knowledge. There is nothing that I would say about the economy that every ordinary Zimbabwean does not know. So in the absence of strong resolutions around how to resolve the economic challenges that the country is facing, other than seeing from the same old hymn book, 2013, ZANU-PF met in 2013, I'm not even talking about 2014, they met in Chinoy, their team was still around ZIM asset, growing the economy for empowerment and employment, and today they met.
Unfortunately, we are having a problem with that line, but we'll try to call Mr. Mabenge. And tinemwe muteereri vamhuka kuSouth Africa, makadi?
Tinofara makadini.
Aiwa tiripo muti taurisei mafoni asanenge ari kunetsa. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kubuda kumusangano yezanu PF ku wepagore we annual conference.
Bosi musangano kwawo. Hapana chambobuda kana azvongora dzazvo kuti vamugabe pachavo ka. Itsotsi.
Aiwa atidi zvekutuka vamuka. Ngatigotaurei mapoints edu tisingataure mazita nekuti tingapedzisire taakubayana muziso.
Zvazvo kuti ivo ka zvavari kuita vanoruma vachifuridza nekuti vanoti hakuna zvokudzingana pamusangano. Asi vachipedza kutaura vachingofuratira kunodzingwa zvoratidza kuti havasi kuteererwa here. Saka zvoratidza izvo kuti hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Pane kumwe kuvandirana kuripo. Chechipiri vamunangagwa vanenge tinoti inguruve inozvikanga nemafuta ayo nekuta kwavo. Ivo ndivo justice minister but vanotadza kuisa mitemo kuimplementa mitemo kuti ienderane nebumbiro idzva remutemo. Saka ivo kana zvino vanhu vavo vanovatsigira vachingosungwa kunze watuka first lady ndezvavo regai vambobayiwa vakadero. Nekuti ivo ndo vari kutamba nenguva basa ravo nderei vanotadza kuita zvoratidza kuti havasiri minista vanotungamirirwa noumwe munhu ari kuita basa iroro rokuti mutemo uyu ngauchimbodhiliwa nawo uyu tombousiya pasaidi tombomira nouyu. Saka zvoratidza kuti ivo vanongovavo vaangonzivo ngotoravo mari zvayo justice minister.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka ivazvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course what Mr. Muka is saying is that the first is saying he's not sure if the center is still holding in ZANU-PF because he's saying Mr. Mugabe was unequivocal on Friday that these expulsions must come to an end. But today we are hearing that Minister Mtsangwa is being recalled and his province of Mashonaland West is calling for his expulsion. And he's also saying he is flummoxed by the fact that Minister Mnangagwa is responsible for justice, but his supporters in the party are being allegedly tossed left, right, and center by the other faction.
Yes, I'm sorry, I couldn't get blessings. Since we're Mnumzano Stephen, Okanangale, South Africa, Baba Stephen, how are you doing? Kunjani kona?
Hayi ndise Zimbabwe ndisisebenza MTN akula mabhusa ngihlala lekwachikwala kwala wakwazi.
Oh yeah, so unjani baba?
Ku right man.
Yeah, so akusitele ukuthi
manje ngifona ngiyimela entabenda manje iluvendi i-headlines yakona angizwani kahle ngoba ngigibhine ngofona ngise entabenda.
Oh sikhuluma ngeconference yeZANU-PF ekade se follows.
Okay.
Ukuthi hambe kuphumene wena ngombono wakho ubona njani?
Hayi laphana ukudlalisa imali kuphela 3 million yonke idlaliswa njengangombhabe nomfazi wakhe kube kufanele ukuthi le mali ithengele abantu ukudla. Hayi ukuthi yena athathe imali adlalise 3 million yonke imali eninzi kangaka.
Ye kodwa nxa bekhuluma ngeZim asset uyabuzwisisa ukuthi bakhuluma ngani?
Kuyafana ngoba ngithi banikana ngokwabo ngokuthi mama uyimemba yeship yelukuvent yezano yiko utholayo elukuvent yakhona le.
So kodwa ke yeqhubeka
lapha ukudlalisa imali kuphela lapha ukuthi i-3 million thina la ihlala khona akula manzi amabhusta akhona awekho ayimgwagwa ayikho kufanele imali ithatha azolungisa isibhedlela ayenze something la ihlala khona kuhambeki amabhazi angafiki.
Ungaphiwanga khona khona pha chikwala kwala?
Okay.
Ungaphiwanga khona use chikwala kwala?
Ngise chikwala kwala straight.
Lama
eduzene nemashop.
Nyakuzwa sibili. So nxa ungakhuluma nje usitshele ukuthi abantu vele bathini khonapho ngomhlangano weZANU lo kade use follows. Nxa ukhuluma lapho sibili.
Kuyafana ngoba iradio ayibandi ngalesi khona ne TV ayibandi silalele eSouth Africa. Emaradio South Africa nane ne Studio 7 ayibambi radio ngale.
Kodwa libe li Studio 7 uyabuyizwa khona.
Studio 7 siyabamba kakhulu kakhulu sisi hayi sibamba kakhulu Studio 7
siyawuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana so ke ungathi
ngise ngitshele nabanye abantu ngithi balalele bazangizwa ngikhuluma amashangani akithi u Steven Mashangani lo
ye akubatshele phela akubatshele ngesithangani khuluma baba
ya mina abantu bakayina bamashangana ni mina Steven Mashangana ni vulavula kula ke Studio 7 so lavan'wana ni nga va byele ku va engisela vantwile ni ya vonga ni
hayi sibokile kakhulu ke mnumzana Steven u nga tinela ku sasa e
tangi
that blessing that was Mr. Steven is in Chikwalakwala, you know, in Bedbridge. He says he's getting us loud and clear there.
That's
and he was on top of a mountain, you know, when he was phoning, you know, because maybe because of the network, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So he says the problem with this conference was they spent about $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
And he says there's no food in where he is.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads are bad, the hospitals are just dilapidated, and people don't even understand Zim Asset.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, at the end of the day, this was a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma, is he on the line?
Yes.
Now, Honorable Chuma, talking about, you know, what is going on in the party, you had one of our callers saying that he is surprised that the president has made it clear that these expulsions and suspensions must come to an end to bring unity to the party. But he's saying he's surprised that people are still being expelled.
Right. First and foremost, maybe I must say that our callers must be very clear when they commentate on any issue. Mm-hmm. They must first understand it, actually. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Mm-hmm. So, for our importance, you cannot commentate on something that you do not understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so disappointed that you have this gentleman from Chikwalakwala who seemingly does not have proper coverage to probably know what happened at the conference, and then he says it was just a waste of money by our president. First and foremost, the president was not there alone. He was there with the delegates of ZANU-PF that were duly chosen to attend that conference.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of resolutions that were passed through there. Maybe what is needed to us is to be educated as to what we spoke about. The problem with people who just commentate from an uninformed position is that they end up looking a bit frivolous and out of context as well.
Mm-hmm.
We had a fruitful conference, and maybe they would want us to probably demystify it for them so that they understand it first. It's a process that we have as a party. Even all the other parties, MDC has its own annual conference and congresses. ZAPU does the same. Mangoma is doing the same. Everybody's doing the same. It's a standard. It has to be done. And right now, as ZANU-PF, as the ruling party in government, we still have to do that, to sit down and say, guys, what have we achieved so far? Where have we gone wrong? So it's in retrospect, we want to look at ourselves and then correct each other as well, because we are only but human, so we are also prone to err. But if we meet like that, if we come together like that, it means that then we can always be on point, because we shall correct each other, we shall bring things that probably were not done by oversight or any other reason, and then put them into record and let them be done. So that is how it should be done. That's how governance should be. We sit down, even in a small company or even family set up. You must somehow, somewhere, have a family meeting and sit down and say, guys, family, what have we done? Normally, families meet some in August, some in December. When they get together, they talk about family issues. They resolve some of the conflicts that they have. And it has to be done at whatever cost, but it has to be done. So we did ours because we want a way forward. We want to remove all the impediments that are not allowing us to achieve what we probably want to achieve. Because believe me, you, ZANU-PF is not out here to destroy this nation. It's out here to make this nation kick. But yes, we've got people that will throw spanners into our works. We've got things that are going to be stumbling blocks. And then by coming together, we then now collectively see the light and see the way forward and map the way forward as well together. And then we become a party that is ruling. We become a party that represents the people. So that is how it should be. And then coming to the issue of our president's speech about people not being expelled. Mm-hmm. Well, when our president spoke about that, it not open then for people to become mischievous and hide behind the fact that the president said no one must be expelled. What happens is that if you then decide to go haywire, believe me, you, the long arm of our constitution and laws will catch up with you. And that alone, believe you, you cannot survive it. Mm-hmm. And what is happening is that even with the complete Mshanga's case, it is his process that has done that, but we've got due process. That thing is going to come over to the Politburo. There's a disciplinary committee headed by our Vice President, Honorable Arapi Mpoko, who will sit down with his team and they'll look at the issue and the merits, and then they'll pass a decision. So right now, it is ill-advised of anyone to actually speak about this because it has not yet come to that arm of our body, of our party. Right now, it is a province that has moved something. That something is going to come to the rightful body who will deliberate on that and make a decision. But while we haven't gotten to that, I think it would be ill-advised of us to talk about that now. In fact, zvinongo fana kuti kukoti makutotaura about judgment yemunhu iye asati atongwa muregei munhu atongwe kana majasiri kana kuti judge vazomupa utongo wake then tobva taziva kuti ava munhu ane mhosva because kupomera mhosva doesn't necessarily mean that you are guilty. It simply means that there's an allegation that you need to face, and when you face it, justice will take its course, and then finally the law will then be applied, and it will be applied fairly. I'm sure you are aware that there are some comrades who have gone before that same disciplinary committee and they've been exonerated. I remember, out of my fingers, there's Miriam Chikukwa, who's in the Minister of State in Harare. She was also going through that problem, but she was exonerated. She's still there in the party today. So let due processes happen, but what I'm simply saying is that when the president says that, you are simply saying that let's not do it out of a malice. Let's not do it out of a hatred. Let's do it justifiably. If a comrade has done wrong, they've done wrong. And he even said it, the president. I remember I was seated right next to the podium when he said that, no, but if you are wrong, you are going to be brought before, before the disciplinary committees. And if you are gentleman enough, or late enough, you're going to say, look, I'm sorry, I did that by mistake or whatever reason, and then people will see how they handle that case. And if it was ill-advised, you are still going to go through the process and you can come out clean. So it does not mean that when the president says no more expulsions, then people can now start having a free-for-all, and you probably do whatever you want and think that you can get out with murder. No, it cannot
thank
happen.
Thank you. Thank
this
you.
Is a party...
Thank you.
With the constitution, a party with rules.
Thank you, Honorable. But unfortunately, the caller has left. But I think just to be clear, the caller said in Bytebridge they've problems accessing FM ZBC. It's not that he does not want to listen, but I think as a legislator, it's something Honorable Chuma that he should take up. In Parliament to ensure that there's coverage, because I think there are some parts where there's no coverage at all.
That's very true. And I didn't say that he didn't want to listen. Mm-hmm. He probably didn't get me that. I know for a fact that there are some parts of our country mm-hmm. which don't get coverage properly. Mm-hmm. We're a very small country. We are still developing. Mm-hmm. We are not developed. So we definitely have those kind of challenges.
Thank you.
And it's appreciated. All I was saying is that mm-hmm. he probably needs to be well informed. We've got other sources of conveying information to people. We've got newspapers, we've got all other sources. And in fact, I know that there are people from Kwala Kwala who came to the conference. So when they come from the conference, they are supposed to go and report back to the people what they heard, what they learned from that conference.
Okay, Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma. I'll ask you to, we'll come back to you shortly. Mr. Mabenge, do stay on the line. We just want to take a quick break. Mr. Gandizanwa, give suit here.
Yeah, Baba Tube, Ubambe, Konapunga.
And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.